Now this is Channel 2 Right. This is Channel 2 Right. This is the rest of the tape of Woodard Coleman on Christmas, 25th of December, 1968. This is Channel 2 Right. This is Channel 2 Right. The rest of Woodard Coleman's tape, 25th of December, 1968. And this is on Robert Smith's reel. I didn't have anywhere else to put it. This is Channel 2 Right. This is Channel 2 Right on Robert Smith's reel, and this is the rest of the tape of Woodard Coleman on Christmas, the 25th of December, 1968.
I wish he'd get some feed for me, can't you? What I get for the old horses I've got, I have to haul it all the way from Gainesville.
From Gainesville?
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't know, you might get a better price on that than what it is. Now, he been getting that feed for me, but I see on this deal he had this week, I think it's $5.15, but he been getting, let me have it all the year for $4.89.
Gone up.
Yeah. On this last one, maybe.
Well, when it costs that much, you got to spread it out a little bit, haven't you?
Don't want to raise it then.
You don't want to raise it. Now, how often you feed her?
Well, I feed it twice a day.
Yeah. And you don't, I heard you say you don't let her out much.
No, sir, I don't let her out. If I'd let her out, she's a girl, ain't nothing out there to hurt, but she's a pawn right down there, and I'm quite sure he's got nails there, he's been a whole fence in there. Mm-hmm. And I turned out once, she got out. And she loves to go in there, you know, and I'm pretty sure she'd get in there and get on some of them bad nails out in that water.
Yeah.
And I just keep it in here.
Mm-hmm. Now, how much trouble is it to keep your harness in shape?
Well, I just have to...
That old leather's always busting on me.
Yeah, I just keep trying to get the wire and you patch it up. That's a wire. This ain't no getting much of that. Don't find much of that now. And that's about the only. Of course, you get some brad that you can get some good leather to patch it with and rib it together like that.
Mm-hmm.
I used to keep the old saddle in shape. Until because I hadn't used it so long, and it just went to the bed now. And I don't try to. In fact, I don't use it nohow now. She won't kick now. She wasn't so long. Now she's longer than my wagon chairs, and I have to use one of these saddles to go on her back for the whole staff of it. Wasn't that I just. Hook them down there on the side of the hands and go on, but she's too long for that. If I hook them there and add a bumper, he goes back on that end.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And if I had to use it for the whole chairs up, it wasn't that, I wouldn't use them harness on them back at all. And I bought them things from Mr. Sachs, brand new. But he had them there so long, they were rotting on the gutter.
Oh, really?
We started breaking this time, we got them, and raveling. This time, we got them, and
yeah.
They was brand new.
Yeah.
But see...
You still got them?
Yes.
Where you keep them?
Leave them in the wagon.
Can you see them?
You have to go outside.
Oh, yes, I see.
Yes. You look when you go around there. And he told them it was brand new, because I had them now for 3 or 4 years, but... They should have lasted longer than that, but they started breaking this time I started to use them.
Yeah.
It was old. He had two pairs of them wagon harnesses there. And I guess he still got the other now. And I go right there now and buy it. He'd want a big price. I think one more for it now and did. I think I paid about, I think it was $15 what I paid for them.
Mm.
And he said the other one was the best. He wanted about $18 for the other one, but I got these, and if the other one was rotten as these is, why it wouldn't need one of them no good money. They have been good, but you know, they've been on hand so long, it's old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That leather just don't last forever, does it?
No, sir. No, sir.
Well, now, if you keep it in shape and oil it and stuff like that, that'll prolong it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, if you have it when it's good and keep it all here to last, you can use it a long time. But this year was trouble. I've been using some oil on it, but they was rotten when I got them. They had been there. See, he had it hanging up there.
Yeah, it dries out.
Yes, sir. That's right, sir. Yes. Now, I've been needing a collar. A fellow gave me an old collar. He said he had some. I intend to go back there, but I just, George Day was the same. We had a collar to work on the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And so give me old one, and that's what I'm using now.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hardly get nothing now for the work on one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess you'd have to go to a special store.
Yes, sir. I think so. And
I'd order them. Mail order.
Yes, yes, sir. Order. And I guess you're going to stop making them now, probably. Might not. I don't know.
Oh, you get them somewhere if you know where to ask for them.
That's right, sir. Well, I guess that's the only thing to get them. You know, where I made a mistake, I this man up here, I used to, Mr. Sunshine, I tell him about Mr. Powerful Kempton Field, you know, they had lots of mules there. And when they broke up, I should have went up there. They had good harness and collars, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I should have went up there and bought a couple of them from them. And But I waited too long until they all was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the real good ones. They had good, big, heavy collars.
Mm-hmm.
And I had got one or two of them, but I wouldn't never have to worry no more about it.
Yeah.
Get out of the way. Get out.
Well, you don't have to have it too heavy, and if you're not going
to
use it.
No, sir. It don't need to be so heavy. But, yeah, I just like, you know, I never did all my life. I never did work one. And have one with a sore shoulder, neither a sore back. I never did have a sore back or a sore shoulder. And I see lots of people having, you know, the riding with a saddle and all that, you know, they had to put a whole lot of stuff down there to keep the saddle off the sore off the back. But I never did have one, because I never did have make a sore on a horse. And I can wake one, and just, if it started rubbing a place there, I remedy it just when it first started, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And never let it get through.
Well, Emma, you're a beautiful mule.
Well, I guess she's getting kind of like I am now. The best days, I guess, is about them ended.
Often you have to trim her feet.
Well, I they need trimming. They ought to have done been trimmed. I was here this morning looking at it, and I said, I might try to trim them sometime after this holiday.
Well, you know, my horse looks like that. It looks like it. It just catches up me all the time.
Yes.
I look down there, and the foot spread out and busted, you know, cracked.
That's right.
Makes me feel bad.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, you take... They get about a little awkward too when their feet get you're too long and bad feet like that. They don't travel as good. It'd be kind of bothering some, I think, in walking.
Yeah, they need trimming.
Yes, sir.
If a fellow would trim them once a month, it'd be best, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir. Keep them trimmed.
Keep them trimmed,
yes, sir. That's right. Just make a habit. But you're actually, Hug should have done, because see, Hug's getting pretty long there now.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I just don't get around to it.
No, sir. Well, that's me myself. I just say I'm doing it. Sometimes put it off. Another time I have been more to do than I did when I was talking.
Yeah. I had a little hot out there.
Go on. George Mitchell, he hoping that I was trying to take it in and put these things. I never put them up to say, I said I was going to move them.
But I didn't do it, but there's
already full of wire. See, and we got through it.
Right there, I see it.
Yes, I'll take it out. Yeah, yes, they're already patched up. They're tied up just about as much as you can.
Yeah.
And put them up like that. See, that'll have got to be straightened out again.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Now, that's the way it does.
Yes, sir.
That's the way it does. Unless you keep right after it,
yes,
it hardens up on you.
That's right, sir. Yes, sir. Well, that's it.
You
put it in there, took it out of the wagon that day, and see them, it ain't much to them. They just about done. Well, I had them, I think, about 4 years.
Yeah.
But I bought them, called it be brand new, but they was old.
Uh-huh.
And it started breaking just down these here.
Look at that. Look at that.
Yes. It started breaking just time I started to use them.
I don't know where a fella would get a set of harness like that. What would you ask for?
I don't know, so I don't know. You know, they claim now, long back when they was plentiful, when people used a lot of horses, you could buy something like that for about over $5, $6, $7.
Yeah.
But since that time, now see, he been up to, I think I paid him $15 for them.
Good Lord.
And he had another pair that a little bit heavier than these, and he wanted $18 for them.
Yeah.
And I guess he still got them there. I imagine they hang that and going to training. Yes, sir.
Yes. Now that's a little softer.
Yes. And I had been greasing them and doing around, but they was rotten when I got them. See, this is the first place it started breaking.
Mm-hmm.
This is what hold the shaft up.
Yeah.
And that leather just started breaking.
Yeah.
Just keep them wired up. Just something try to keep them together.
Uh huh. Oh, that's too bad. Now, that's I'll bet you that if you buy a set of this harness now, I bet you it would really cost you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I imagine it, you know, like leather and things going up, it'd get us some. It'd be any good, it'd cost around $20. Now I know, but it might be more.
I bet you would. Yes. You can't get $20, don't go very far now, does it?
No, sir, don't. No.
Yeah.
Well, way back years ago, look at when the people used these things, kind of things a lot. Well, we used to buy them $5, $6, $7, and all things like that.
Mm-hmm. Your wheels look like they're good shape.
Yes, they are pretty good shape. I bought this wagon from him, but see, I've been keeping it on the shelter, but like, see, when I wasn't using it. Yes, they ain't pretty good. The wagon, I threw up the body, the worst thing about it, and I told us I'm hauling cross ties from out there on the railroads, no whole cross ties.
Too heavy.
Yes, sir.
Too heavy for the wagon.
Yes, sir, too heavy for the wagon. Uh-huh. And hit, that's what took the body. But the wheels is in good shape right now. They're in pretty good shape.
Well, if you take this little bed off,
yes.
How could you do that?
You can just take it off, lift it off. Well, that's what I should have done then. But of course, you were just me one, you know. I have to just take it off, pick one in at a time. Well, I can take it off, though. But just take it up out of here, you know.
Yeah.
Get at each end.
Yeah.
And get it on these wheels and get it on the ground. I have to take it off. But I just didn't take it off then, and I went out there and tried to haul some. They had given me a lot of them out there, and I went out there and tried to haul them, and it ramshacked the old body pretty good.
Uh-huh.
But that's all it hurt about it, just the body, you know.
You know, I'm trying to remember kind of how it did. I remember it had a little bed like this on our old wagons, but I don't remember using it too much.
Yes, sir.
Generally, seemed like now how did it look? It seemed like we had these boards going across.
Is another see on the set of boards going on top of the see all that by that bale of hay on there? Do you see them? See the CZ and sticking up yonder?
Oh, yeah.
They put that on top of these.
Well,
they was bored with this.
Yeah.
But I just taking them off. That's called exercise for one horse wagon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And see this thing here just sits right in here, you know, in these standards.
Uh-huh.
You can that tied down.
That,
yeah. But see, you just pick it up like that and take it off.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Well, now you know, with a little something like that, fella, one man can haul right smart if he stays with it. Can't
he? Yes, he can. Yes, sir. Yes, he can haul a whole lot.
Get one end up there and just sort of push it up there.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to lift too much.
No, sir. Well, that's why I done them tired. See, it is. They would just take off from under the road, and there's a little bit too much. I put one end up here, then I catch the other end and slide it on up in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Oh, you got a right smart wire over there, haven't you?
Yes, sir. A fellow brought me that from White told me at Macon Open.
Yeah.
That's a, you know, that's something to use at the crate mill.
Oh.
And to get tangled up, and they came down at a dump pile, and the fellow gave me,
wake
up there, he gave me that, brought that.
Yeah.
It's tangled up. You can't hardly get the right end there now. Sometimes I go ahead and get a piece off it. I just cut me a piece. That's all.
Yeah, yeah.
To get it untangled, I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nice wagon.
Yes.
You know, I think I still think, you know, a fella do better if he had a little outfit like this than he would if he kept all the. You see, if you get a tractor. Then you got to have an implement to do everything.
Yes, sir.
Yes. And them, you know, they cost money.
I know it do. I never did own one, but I just know it as judged by this other stuff, how it costs. Yeah, I know it.
You buy one of the little hair, now it costs you as much as Emma and the soul wagon.
Yes, sir, I guess so.
That's how much
they more. Cost. Yeah. Yes, sir. They can do a lot of work, but it takes money to operate them, I guess.
Yes, they do a lot of work, but yes. You may not have that much work to do.
No, not now.
You
no,
see?
Sir. No, sir.
Well, you can't go backwards, of course, but it's they really cost money.
That's right, sir.
Yes. You know what?
Yes.
I have been to do that.
Well, sir. Yes, sir. I guess if you don't watch out, you get stuck on them like you buy automobiles, don't you?
Same thing.
Yes.
Maybe worse.
Yes, sir.
Maybe worse.
Yes, sir.
Because they got
that on the blockers cracked in that, and that how come he got that other?
Well, you got two.
Yes. Yes. And but blockers cracked that never was. That's what I've been using all the time, all the last year.
Uh-huh.
And block cracked in it, and so I got that, and some people say, I don't know, can you make better say, get something else where the block cracked or. Put water in it, you know, it's too hot. After he got done, well, I let it have another sort of drive, drove it for me, and he done that.
Oh.
Put the water in it, it's too hot, and crack it, and the water goes down in the oil now.
Oh.
You ever seen one patch of anything to do? The city can get something put in there to stop that. Is you doing?
I've seen it done. If you're not going to drive it hard, I'd think a fella might be able to do that.
Yes, sir.
But I'd have to ask Buster and them fellas. I wouldn't know.
No, sir. Well, that's what they told me you could do. I don't know nothing about nothing like that, and so I don't know where. But they say you could.
Well, is it pretty good shape aside from that?
Yes, sir. It's all right. Just there.
But it wouldn't pay you to put a new block in there.
Oh, in the truck.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess it would, but I was holding. I tell you I wasn't thinking so much on a new one, but I was figuring that if I was waiting, I might could get a chance to buy a pretty good old block.
Yeah.
Yes. Sir.
Well, now did you who does your work?
Well, I just did a different one. I was Mountain used to do it, and so I had some done on that Macintosh, just scattered on like that.
Well, you could ask any of them to look for a block for you.
Yes, sir.
Just ask them to look for a block.
Yes, sir.
If they find one, you know, they wouldn't have to pay any more for it than you want to pay.
No, sir.
And they don't charge too much. Buster don't charge much for putting that stuff in.
No, sir.
Now, some of them a little higher.
Yeah, well, I think, now, I don't know what they charge now, but in Mr. Carlos Sharehouse, when he was running, he said he charged, at that time, of course, our things have gone up to $25, changing from one to the other.
Yeah.
But I imagine it's more now.
Well, depends kind of on how big a hurry you're in. And,
yes, sir.
And how big a hurry they're in.
That's right. Yes, sir. Yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking on there. The other part is all right, and that is all what is wrong with it. And I was thinking, I might could, even if I fix it up and sell it, I might could get another block, or me a motor, put in there, and that caused me to get a little bit more for it if I sell it somewhere.
If you're going to sell it, the best way to sell it just like it is, let them do it.
Let them do it. Yes.
That'd be my guess.
Yes, sir. Just like it is.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
If you had a place where you could leave it and put a sign on it for sale.
Yes, sir.
And tell them what's wrong with it.
Yes, sir.
And just put a price on it, whatever you thought you could get out of it.
That's right.
And these mechanics, they can tell you kind of what, you may be a mechanic yourself.
No, sir. I don't. That's where my trouble come in. I had to carry all to the other fella.
Yeah. Yes, well, I do, too.
Yes, sir.
I do, too.
Yes, sir. No, sir, I don't know what to do, one of them, you know. And,
But now this one working all right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you don't need both of them?
No, sir. I don't need both of them.
So you could just put this on the market, couldn't you?
Yes, I could sell this.
Make a little money.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Now that's the end of Woodard Coleman's visit on the 25th of December, 1968, over at his house on that Wednesday, over just across the railroad from where Phil Patterson had his mill back in the late 30s. And we stood and talked. He'd bring in some wood. Then he showed me his Emma. We visited with him a good while. Then we went around and looked at his harness and his wagon. And then as we came on back to the car, looked at his truck. He had an extra truck there. And we figured on how much he might get out of that. And this is Woodard Coleman, the Wednesday, the 25th of December, 1969. And this is Channel 2 Right. About 2:50, Channel 2 Right, and the end of Woodard Coleman's visit on Wednesday, the 25th of December, 1969. Now, this is Channel 2 Right, about 2:50, the and beginning of this short visit with George Rowell that Sunday afternoon, the 16th of March, 1969. Helen and Cookie were here, and I told them not to hurry. I needed Cookie to help me, and we stood out there together and talked to George Rowell. It was a little weather. The sun was out under the three-car garage. He had come over. He drove an old truck, and he couldn't turn the motor off. He had to let it run, so that sounds in the background all the time. He came over to pick up some old plows, but he didn't do it. He thought the price is too big, and he went off without saying hello.
It's pouring and gasoline together. It's got to do something.
Yeah.
I got it. That battery was about to go down on me.
What do you got? Your phone tied about three lines out here?
Oh, 16.
Got down my call, and they said, call back, and I won't pick it up. Call back. Hell, three different times I've called you around here, and I finally said, shit, it's cheaper to go through the operator until I get in.
We are on the same, the ring is both places here, and of course, much of the time I don't even care. I'm out here, I'm on the plane.
Well, I don't know why she didn't this morning. I was going to tell her, call back, and she just said, ring back again, and I won't answer it.
It's raining, I guess. And, well, she didn't know you were long distance.
I'm long distance. I dial direct. Try to save every penny I can. Because.
Yeah. Also, them brakes, you see, just can maybe not hold.
Well, hell, they might time. Hold, they might not. And that, just like that man, he was in a hurry. Now, he wanted to hurry soon. All right, damn load of fertilizer set in the yard for 3 weeks covered up, and I didn't have a broke bone. I just got muscles. It's where that damn bumper hit me. And hell, it's a wonder it didn't kill me.
Hell, you know what happened to old Sanchez up there?
Yeah.
Almost.
I seen that, by God. With my own naked eyes, I was right there when that happened.
Is that right? Yeah, I'm glad I wasn't.
I'm going to tell you one goddamn thing. Ooh. I thought he was dead.
Yeah, he did too. He said.
Yeah. It's a miracle that man's back in as good a shape as he is.
Well, sir, if this, let me tell you, if this temperature won't drop, I can quit buying feed.
Quit buying feed? Hell, I'm hoping it. I'll hope it gets warmer because, by golly, my hay barn, that begging is getting low.
Yeah.
I ought to be grinding feed right now. I got stemmy clover and corn. I ought to be grinding feed them down mama cows right now instead of being over here. I told that kid I'd take trade you out of them planters and cultivators, corn.
Yes, sir.
He's got a 4-H club to it.
I want somebody to have him to use them.
Well, he'll use them because his mama and he's ain't nobody but his mama,
yes,
and two brothers and two sisters.
Leo, I told him to take the planter, the cultivator frame, and the legs, and the bins, they all work.
Yeah.
And I got them two planters. And he can have them all for $100.
Now he's going up $20. I told him I'd give him $75 for it. And that's what I quoted the kid to.
Well, I thought that was about half price at $100 just for all that stuff. Everything works. It all works and all the stuff is there. Come out and
she's prepared. She's got the coat and the umbrella on.
Yeah. No, they don't care.
That's all right.
That's
the first
chair. That's all. I told that kid that I'd get him a set to $75. Now you're going to charge me $100 for it. Where's the Henson and I going? Behind in a hole there. Maybe I better leave him down planted set over there then.
Going back, do you?
Huh?
Going backwards, huh?
Well, that's what I told the boy I'd get him for. And I come after him for nothing because the kid feeds my hogs in the afternoon for me.
You can get his money for it.
Huh?
But with all that, for $100, you won't get his money for it.
That's right.
And it all works. I got it to work. It's got all them little chain belts and all like that. They all work. I put them on there.
I raised that. Last time I used it was I had 20 acres of corn.
Well, so the next time he calls for fertilizer, I got to, instead of holding him down to the bottom where it is, I just have to charge him the increase like the rest.
I like that.
Huh? We've had to go up. We can't buy the damn parts to keep them trucks together. Shit, they've been that though for 35 years. A dollar an acre spread has been on pasture for 35 years. I was in it in 1939 and 40, when Uncle Sam says, come here, I want your can.
Yeah.
I spread it then for a dollar next to that. But I found out what we had wrong here that day.
Okay.
You know, I just bought that truck.
Yeah.
And the new body and everything, I mean, different type body one.
Okay.
We were putting out, instead of 350, we were putting out 270. That's the reason we went over to Denver.
All right.
I told you it was new to me. I had to learn it. But it sure looked like more than a 250-pound fertilizer going on 270, didn't it?
Yeah. That nice there.
You know, we've been looking. I still been looking for an old tractor, and I can't find one that's not wore out, Joy.
Found one that wore out. I thought I had you one down yonder at Tamford that last sale. Brought it home, fired it up. I said, no, I ain't gonna, it sound good. I said, I ain't gonna sell it to him until I run it 2 days out there. And the next thing I know, the transmission locked up tighter than Dick's Hades, and it's still locked up.
What kind is it?
Huh? Foxy Dick and John Deere.
Yeah. Well, what the fella going to do?
I don't know. I'm going to Georgia after some more cultivators for 4-H and Butte Farmer Board.
Yeah.
Now let me tell you,
and I'll bet you that I'll average getting, I won't get no fertilizer off because you know they put it out up there with easy flow and then plant on it.
Yeah.
But I mean cultivators, frames and planters and stuff like that. I am mixed with the kids in Levy County. In other words, I've always tinkered with the kids of their FFA and they're doing like that. And they look to me to go buy them tractors and stuff like that. Well, I bought two last year, two boys. and rebuild them, and let them be right there with me when I rebuild them. Don't buy big stuff. Buy stuff just like that, Johnny. Good, and I got one sitting in the yard now. If I can just get off a fertilizer truck long enough, pull the head and pan off, put some rings in it. That's all it's like it. Forest works good and all.
What is it? Ford?
Ford 8N, 50 model.
8N?
Yeah. That's all a kid needs to learn on.
Yeah.
I mean, anyway, and we'll say I can get rid of it for $650. That's about what the cost me. Wife says, why don't you quit messing with them cotton picking youngins? I said, listen, I was a kid once, and I said, all my daddy had was a darn pair of mules, and I ain't forgot it.
That's right. Well, yeah, we go over to Wilson over at Jack Stokes.
Yeah, that's where I met you.
Horse Sunday.
Yeah.
Horse Sunday.
What do you mean, Horse Sunday?
The horse show.
Horse show.
Oh, Jack Stokes?
Yeah.
I'm going over there with you.
All right.
Yeah, well, I only go right on down that road to S-316, turn back to the right, and when the road turns back to the left, you turn to the right, you come right in that route. You come in my house one time with him whenever out there. One morning. One evening. I mean, the show was on that evening.
If you ever saw one man as full of baloney, that's old Jack Stokes.
He's a good egg, though.
That's in my estimation.
Well, I'm going to tell you now, Jack, I don't know nothing about him, but his brother, ain't no better man than God's bring
us. Well, I tell you, he's doing something over there. I've been trying to get it started up in Hawthorne. I'm doing my best to get it started. There's on the second Sunday of the month, having a horse show up there.
For kids.
For kids. Just for keep the kids out of meanness.
Yeah.
And then you can go over there on the fourth Sunday. That still gives them a Sunday to loaf between the shows.
I haven't been over there but about twice. I think at the end and I stopped there. I stopped there then. I was in with Ford, the green Ford guy.
Yeah.
Jack's one of the first fellas I knew.
Well, now I'll tell you, Jack is the younger one, but Cedric, we worked cows together back and forth.
Jack lost, they lost to Palomino.
And that Palomino study here?
Yeah.
He broke his leg.
I don't get to stay fertilized season. I don't get to stay around. My wife don't even know where I'm at half time. She does a scene ago. I got laying on the couch. I said, well, see if you can catch up with Mr. Miles.
What you going to do? Get out of here in this rain? You're going to have sick now.
That's what a man needs, a secretary. He's going to have to keep a machinery going. He ought at least have somebody help him on that old
She ain't no good on that bookwork, because she done had that cholesterol above and blood above living, and I think Uncle Sam done got me for about $3,000 that I got to dig up for last year where a mistake was made.
What do you mean?
Ain't nobody, me and her and all this operation I got, they can walk on you right. They can find things that, well, it ain't actually there, but you still, if you argue with them, you pay more.
You got to say please?
No, I just say, tell me what it is, and I'll write it now and get through with you, because that's the easiest way. What happened? I couldn't remember. The bookkeeper in it, too, beside her. She was a registered accountant. That dang bookkeeper, instead of looking at right, he taking I got depending on her and her being just sick back out of the hospital, and it bounced. And I told him, I said, I told you to it, buddy boy. Well, I paid you $310 for checking books.
Is that right? Well, you ought to get something out of that.
He just turned his hat around. He says, if they don't catch me, they'll get you.
Okay, well, we got to get out of here and go to the mail road.
George, let me tell you the luck I have had in the tractor. This old boy up there at Ford plays the game for
me. Let me
back it up there to your place while you got it going.
To play with.
Wait till you go home empty. Let me tell you.
I need to go home empty too. Dad promised that year.
Let me tell you. But I forget his name. He lives up Latcher.
K.
kept looking for me, some tractor and a mower and one thing or another, like that. And he said, there's two of them up there. I know them both. He had three coming in from the university. Would take a tractor, might not have any use on it at all, and it wouldn't charge as much as it would one that been washed. Well, sir, he got a beauty. He got in a beauty. I can't tell you about it because I don't know those things. I was going to pay him $2,000 for it. I told him I had finally got up to $2,000. And I was up there, and we were looking around, you know, and he was going to fix it up with me. Not much to do. And he jumped the price. He jumped it. $2,800. The same tractor that he told me was coming in, you know, and he didn't think it was going to be that high.
I taken my $3,000, I bought it brand new, and I didn't give the $3,000 cash for it. But a $3,000 is about what you need, but no more than you use one. Don't jump on no diesel because they'll gum up.
What you got to have for that John Deere like it says?
Huh?
What you got to have for that John Deere like it says?
I think it's sold. A man wanting it for the parts. I give 150 for it. You got 150. Tires are worth that, but it had the same size tires he did. In fact, I may go back home and it may be gone. I hope it is gone. Because he had to bring a winch truck. The winch, you don't slide it up on there. And he said he'd catch some rainy day when he could put grease on that metal body and just winch it up, slide it on.
Yeah.
So this locked up rear end and transmission. But I'm going to Georgia, if I can get fertilizer thing pulled up, the 27th. Of April, and everything's going out of business now with farming with that type and these small tractors.
Yeah,
you can buy it down big. You can buy big ones better than cheaper than you can buy these dang little ones. Man.
Yeah,
because these weekend farmers, as I call them, are buying these little ones.
Yeah. Well, there's not much demand for the new little ones anymore. They want them way up there.
Oh, they got terrific. The down price up there too damn high, I think, for what they are. But now I can't bitch about that little $3,000 I bought. That $3,000 is a good down price.
Yeah.
I mean, biggest trouble I have with it right now, I can go over there right now, and if it's set 2 days, I can pull it off and crank it. And after it runs 5 minutes, it cranks. The battery will just go down on its spot. Of course, anything there will do the same thing.
Yeah.
But they don't gum up injectors like you said that Ford all. If you take when you pull that thing up there, cut that gas off and let what you can burn out the carburetor, you'll never have no carburetor trouble on 8 in.
All right.
Just cut your gas off and let it idle and burn what you can burn out of that carburetor, and that burns it below the jet line.
Yeah.
And they don't let lead formers don't ever form in. Same way with the John Deere.
That's varnish that forms in his jets.
Yeah. And you won't have no trouble at all with none of them. But I thought 2 or 3 times I had a tractor that was, I even had a Farmo M that I didn't buy it. I had it spotted up here at Lake City. And I called for 2 solid goddamn weeks at night to try to get you. Before night, because hell, if I'm home, I go to bed with the chickens, because I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go again.
Well, I see them tractors sitting around all the time on the tractor places. But they just like to come in, and they are going to get here soon.
Well, I got a damn Major that there's nothing wrong with. One of them old big 54s.
Yeah.
And it's a man.
Yeah.
And ain't not a goddamn thing wrong with it. That I can't draw a dime off Uncle Sam anymore off of it. But repairs, and they ain't done. Don't look like nothing gonna go wrong with it, so it repairs. It's in the popsicle.
Yeah.
And I pulled 316. I'm planning on selling it and buying a new one.
Yeah.
Well, once you've got it, see, it's 12 years old. You go depreciating, adding repairs to one. When we just over that I got. Because I bought it at 60, and this is 9 years old.
Yeah.
It's nine or ten years old. And after you go that far with farming, the Internal Revenue, and you go to adding a bunch of repair bills on,
yeah.
If you're farming, they want to know what in the hell is doing wrong right there.
Yeah.
You ain't trading. They'll show you right quick where you can trade and
make money.
You can, actually.
Yeah.
I think I paid $3,000, $3,000 or $4,000 for that son of a gun, and they was a used tractor then. And shoot, I'll put it up against any of them right now.
I'm on Major's good tractor.
I got one brand new tire on it and one that's nothing wrong with. One in the front I haul off and hit the running to an orange stump down that line where they tore up orange grove. And got a boot in it. I'll sell it to you. That's what I pull that damn baler with.
Yeah, I can hit up to that house and just walk on down the road. Right.
Not quite. It's got all the old good side. It's 40 on the drawbar.
Yeah.
But it's got the lugging bar. It's like
yeah.
the old John Deere. It's
oh,
got
yeah.
the cotton picking lugging bar.
That's right.
And that's where it's got. But shoot, I'll tell you right now, I'll be honest with you. You better watch when you hook it. I got 10-foot aft and 20-inch hairs, and I can go across that yard, John, and you say, well, when did you plow that? That's just what it looks like.
Right.
And you woke. But when you
yeah.
go to pick it up at the end, don't be gunning it. I look back because that front end will come up, and I'm scared of them when they go to rearing.
Yeah, man. Just like a horse. I don't want no horse rearing up for me.
Mm. I'm scared of them when they go to rearing.
A lot of things can happen.
Well, that top link, all it's got to do is go with it. It's like an old Fortune tractor. They're heavy. Damn good tractor. I got to bring it in here next week and plow that over yonder because that's all I got except in the 3,000, you know. But I use it with my, it's not live power. And I use it with my baler. And I get it. So the low gear in it, if a low in second is low enough, then I ain't taking overdoing my baler.
Yeah.
I can set. I know right where to set it.
Yeah.
I got no tachometer, but I know right where to set it. Watching, I can tell them the click of that baler. And shoot, and a lot of times when it'll shear a dang pin in that baler, ordinarily that old Major just sitting there. It's got power enough. It won't give it that backlash.
Yeah.
And shoot this baler right on. I sheared one pin last year. Out of 7,000 bales of hay. And I had them doing this. I said 150. That little Ford baler.
Yeah.
I had them dropping off. I got to buy, I'm going to buy another baler. But that 150 is ideal for baling clover. And that's my main project.
Yeah.
Clover, you can bale it greener. It's
yeah.
a smaller bale.
Yeah.
It'll dry out 60 pounds,
yeah.
50 when it dries. And when you can break it open, you've not got that white middle. You get a big wide bale, the middle of it's done milled it.
Yeah.
That's hard to do. I mean, I got it running out of both ears over yonder now, and them boys want this fucker.
Oh, we give you 75 cents a bale, take it all. I said, well, it ain't all for sale.
By God, I got about 70 head of mama cows around you got to eat. But I got 150 bales of Bermuda, and that's all I got. And I don't. You know, most of them open mood up like this. Most of them open like this.
You want to cut the mood when it's down like that. You let that mood get way up there a long ranky, you ain't got no hay.
Yeah, I can't get my damn job to eat it.
That's just like throwing a piece of that wood out there to a cow.
Once in a while, you can't help yourself. Old weather could have hurt me. You hear him talking about this Bermuda. About this Bahia.
Bahia?
Yeah.
That Bahia's all right.
That
Bahia.
All it's good for is this early crop of grass.
Hell, I fed more Bahia than I did in Jacksonville when I was up there than I did by Gully Bermuda.
But you know, you can keep Bahia fresh and tender, clear on up strong.
By fertilizer.
Yeah.
You can take let it get on up there good height. Go back out there and fertilize it this week, get a good rain on it. Next week, go out there and mow it,
yeah.
put it in a bale, and it's just as high protein as this.
That's right.
And if you can mow it before them seeds dry, you've got as good a hay as you want. And
yeah.
you don't, wherever you go,
got a few you won't plant it, just feed them in it.
Yeah.
They'll plant it.
You let it seed out, though.
Well, don't let it dry. Just leave the seed, most of them, green.
Yeah.
So if you let it dry out, then
it's... Well, but then it's all gone. I mean, the...
Protein is
gone. But you still let it head out pretty good.
Yeah.
How much would you...
Take that pasture over yonder.
How much would you put on that?
I wouldn't go over 300 pounds a day to start with. I put 300 out there now, and then before I was going to mow it, when it's getting up light like that, about half its distance of mowing, I'd come back and put 3 on it, and then in a couple of weeks, and then it'll pop right, it's still getting the fertilizer, and then do the same again before you mow it again.
Yeah.
That's the way you do that.
That
flushes it. It's
just
a grass.
It out.
It's a grass that, unless the fodder is dead, you give it something, it'll green.
Yeah.
And it'll pay off.
And then let it get on up there and give it some more.
But see,
that's more than I knew about it.
Yeah. Hey, that's only actually fertilizing at one time, because the fertilizer that you give it there just before you mow it, it's only getting a hole. You're just flushing that grass, getting vitamin back in.
Yeah.
And then the other one's getting it.
Well, when are you going to give them just the nitrogen?
By hell, you can take it in the dang spring of the year and not do nothing else, but you'll have to dolomite.
Yeah.
I mean, about every other year, you'd have to dolomite. Now, the store has got a bargain on ammonium nitrate now.
Yeah.
In the car, 55. Of course, that's dumped in the spread truck either one. But that's pulling it out of the car and not out of the warehouse. Just catch them when the car comes in. That goddamn 285 an hour when niggas to unload gets expensive. You know how they work now.
Yeah. I know. I worked a bunch of niggas.
I was over there in your neck for goddamn woods the other day and took a TD9 to get me out.
Where's that at?
You know where Shepherd lived over
there? Yeah.
Right in front of him over there, that piece of Robinson bought from the... We'd done all that pecan orchard just as fine as them. Went down behind the house, and I went to make a ton. That truck said,
that's all she wrote.
Damn, the water started running out and ran the truck wheels down the damn hill. You could walk across and didn't notice. By golly, after him, and he pulled me about 40 meters of the road down yonder, and I got the frame house and an all dragon. He'd been a fool with that dozer. I'd just been tore all the hell. But he's watching it and easing along, and I got a couple times we had to pull back the other way on account of the front wheel wouldn't caught something, didn't want to roll up over.
Yeah.
Then back it up a little, pull it back a little, put a damn board down in the rut and come over one of them damn roots there, stump.
Yeah.
Stump wouldn't hurt me, but I mean, it's just a matter of pulling up against you and locking.
Yeah. Then it broke a sandal up.
Well, I'm
going to
run along.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll meet over the fourth Sunday. Is that it?
Yeah.
We'll meet over the old Jack Coat fourth Sunday.
I'll have
my
horses there.
Are you going to promise me what the fourth Sunday? When's the fourth Sunday?
The last Sunday in the month. The last Sunday in the month.
I think though, when is that?
I don't know.
Next Saturday and Sunday, I got to be in the popcorn loaf.
Next Sunday.
Fourth Sunday.
Next weekend because I'm going to take and leave here Friday night with that truck there, and I'm going to put that old Major's can up on it and the hair on the trailer and on the pickup and the plows on something else, and I'm coming home with them and go to work in spare time planting and get some corn ground ready.
What you do down in the popcorn tonight?
I got half interest in the hog farm down there that like to put me in the poorhouse when they wipe me out. No, I'm being R.J. Russell, one of the biggest hog men in the state of Florida.
Right, yeah.
We got over 2,000 head on concrete right now. Garbage and grain feeding, but then don't think that cholera deal and that 8 months out of business ain't put a rubbing on us.
Well, what brought on that cholera, say?
Well, what brought on it? Your own goddamn state and then your vaccine. It wasn't no good, and they wouldn't claim it cholera. Thought they was getting away with something, and a man just ain't had a slew of cholera, and he scattered it all over Florida. That's what happened, and I don't blame him. If I had bought $15,000 worth of damn hogs and hogs over two markets, and then by God, I know it was collaring. The vets tell me it's collaring, and then they turn around and say it wasn't collaring. I'd be putting them on the market and getting my money back too.
Well, and the vaccine let them down.
Well, that and they some snuck out of Georgia. Yeah. Vaccine.
We'll let it go for a week, Gilly.
Okay.
And let me tell you, you don't have to do anything about it. I'll do it.
Okay.
He's going to buy that other truck over there. I had a couple of animals on the haul. He's going to buy the truck and bring it over here and haul them for me. That's going to do fine. I don't want to fool him. That's probably better.
Sometime when I ain't, if you catch me, one of us is having one to drive, it's two of them damn cat trucks is out. You can get in tailgates and all. This one just had the tailgate out of it today. That's a good old boy there.
Yeah. He is a good old boy. Yeah. He's got all that family. They come over here now and then, all up and ride the horses.
I don't know how many he's got.
Oh, they're all beautiful.
I know that, but I mean, though, how many of them is it? Four or five?
I
would say. Well, I know four or five, and that's God enough.
Yeah, I can't place them yet. I know them when I see them. Right
that's here. The only way. And one or two of them are speaking. I don't know. Can't place them.
Go out there and look around and see what you want.
This is the end of George Rowell's visit, most of it. I cut off the end of it. It went so slow. On Sunday the 16th of March 1969, this is the end of the visit with George Rowell. On Sunday the 16th of March 1969, this is 700, Channel 2 Right. Channel 2 Right, around 700, and the end of George Rowell's visit on Sunday the 16th of March 1969. This is the end of George Rowell's visit, and this is up now around 705, Channel 2 Right. Now, this is a short visit of Mr. Gilbert. He had started out on one of the most interesting and the drollest narratives I ever heard a day or two before at the store, and I didn't have a sign of tape. So I called on him that morning, and of course he told me the same thing, but the spirit was different. But anyhow, it's worth hearing.
Listen to him. WRU up?
Oh.
Well, I got it from the man from Jacksonville for this area, too.
Yeah.
Oh, he's already plowed up his field out there, ready for to put in some corn.
Well, Freddy, he had Freddy to cut it up, and he was supposed to plow it. And Freddy told him, let him know when he's ready. He says, I'm doing mine. Freddy's already done his. He wanted to do us. He told him he was doing his. Let him know, and he never did let him know nothing. He ain't told me nothing. Freddy said he hadn't paid him for doing that. I think the deal was Freddy was supposed to do that, and then when he got ready, he's going to let him know and he's going to turn it. Freddy was going to fix it and plant it for him, but he ain't never let Freddy know nothing.
Yeah.
No, I don't never see him. I see him. He gets there before daylight and gets in after dark, I think.
Oh, he's working?
Yeah. Old Callis.
I thought he retired.
He is. He come down here and say, you want to go nowhere? His wife says, well, you got to get out and get a job or do something. Says, we can't go on this way. Our savings will be used up. He says, well, damn, if he's going to work. Says, if he's wanting to work, he'd stay in the Navy. But I think it changed his tune.
Yeah. He saw that melting away.
Yeah.
That hog business hurt him, Jim.
I don't know. He got big ideas.
Were you telling that was the Dad Burnish thing I ever heard of what you were telling about working with Mr. Thrashers?
Yeah, he come down here. I went up there. Heck, that old. I had the meat department. the cheese and all that stuff, see. I cut up pork chops and the stew meat and everything else. And damn people come in there and want some pork chops, and they'd show you how thick they wanted them. Well, you didn't have no sawing or nothing. Well, you're going to, shit. And the damn hunk of cheese up there, you got that crumbly kind, you know, and the big cakes, you know, you're going to slice off 20 cents worth of cheese. Oh, hell, it'd crumble. You'd have, you can do it. You could probably get a half a pound or pound fairly decent, see, but
yeah.
Them niggas come in there with a dollar. They want 20 cents worth this. They want 20 cents worth that. They had it all figured out. You're going to spend that dollar, see?
Yeah.
Well, hell, how are you going to cut 20 cents worth of cheese off there exactly? Huh?
I couldn't do it. I've tried to cut a half pound off of it.
That looked like something in there. I wouldn't got me, so if he wanted to.
Shut up. Hush.
He wanted
to.
Ty,
listen to you.
Well, I know we didn't have no damn canned hams in there, but he had a little old cubby hole back there and cooler. I went in there and looked. I know we had canned shoulders in there. But I knowed we didn't have no damn canned hams in there. I come back and told him, man, I said, well, we haven't got any canned hams. Well, he looked like, you know, give me a look just as much as I was a damn liar that I had him for you. I said, well, I'm sorry. I said, we just haven't got any canned hams. And I talked kind of loud, you know, so Mr. Thrasher heard me. He didn't say nothing then, you know, when he went out and he says, you got canned hams down there? I said, no, sir. There's no canned hams down there. He said, well, he went down and brought up a canned shoulder. Said, this is what he wanted. I said, well, that ain't canned ham. That's canned shoulder. Well, he said, this is what he wanted. Said, well, he already told me what he wanted. Then I said,
so you lasted 2 weeks?
It lasted 1 week. He's going to pay me off. You know, he says, do you want to get paid tonight or you want to let it ride? I said, I better take it tonight. It's only short, so I know I wasn't coming back. So I called him up Monday morning. I said, I don't feel so good this morning. I said, I won't be in. As I said, if I ain't feeling better, I said, I won't be back anyhow. So I never went back.
I'm telling you that.
And the niggers come in there, you know, they want a certain brand of snuff or a certain cigarette, see, and they don't call for brand names. You can't understand what the hell they're saying anyway. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I said, huh? And blah, 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 blah. I said, I still don't know what you said. And he said, well, I said, oh, show me what you want. I said, well, I didn't get away with all that stuff. Yeah. You of them that'll talk, but most of them don't, see. And you got that nigger talk, you can't understand what the hell they're saying when they talk.
Yeah. No, sir. That must be some sign language. Mr. Thrasher can understand them, I guess. He's been at it all his life.
You know what they say. Fred down here, he can understand down there, too. But, yeah. Fred down there, he got more damn patience with him. He'll... That's what you want? Yeah, well, this is so much. So you want to charge it or you want to pay for it? You got to pin them down. Well, Thrasher, he does a lot of credit business too. Well, hell, I didn't know. I get up an order for somebody there, I'd bring it over and lay it on the damn. You want to charge us? Says, Mr. Thrasher, says, I'll take care of it. I'd shove off.
He has to be there, don't he?
Yeah.
Well, be something to it now. He
He don't have
to. Graduated from college. He come down there and he wanted to remodel that store and fix it up, you know, and make a store out of it. Oh, no, no. He says, okay. So he shoved off. He got away from that. He wouldn't stay in that store.
Yeah.
He went out on his own, but he wanted to come there and remodel that store and clean it out.
Yeah.
He's got stuff up there, upstairs, over that store there, that he'll never get rid of. He can't, it's stuff that's been up there for years.
Since his daddy was bought, maybe.
Yeah. He got harness and collars and bridles and halters and jars, crock jars and... Oh, I don't know what all he got up there. He's got the damnest agglomeration of mess up there you ever seen.
Yeah.
Rope.
Well, you know the, what's his name? The colored man lives up the railroad there. Comes down to Fred.
Just up there. Leather. And it was stiff. Mm. Just come apart. That leather won't last forever unless you oil it and rub it, grease it.
Brother, you got to keep it oiled up. It'll dry out and just break all pieces. Mm-hmm. Come up, disintegrate.
Oh, that's what he got.
A wagon or two up there that knocked down, never did put together. And I bought the last planter that he had up there. It was a coal planter, and I sold that to this man out here. It's probably brand new. I didn't use it much.
Mm-hmm.
Single coal planter.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end of Channel 2 Right, and the end of Mr. Gilbert's, that little short session of Mr. Gilbert's over on his porch a day or two after he was so rich, Don Fred, and I didn't have the tape. And that's the end of Mr. Gilbert's little visit here on Robert's Reel, and this is the end of Channel 2 Right. And that's the end of Mr. Gilbert's little visit over on his porch that morning after they saw him down at Fred's and he was so rich and I didn't have the tape. And this is the end of Channel 2 Right.